We are doing another one of our BASF personality profiles, this time with Dr. Jennifer Holland, who is technical market specialist with BASF. Jennifer, first of all, we'd like to know a little bit about your background. So if you could just tell us a little bit about your background and how you ended up at BASF.
Well, I'm a Midwestern girl. I grew up in Indiana. I went to school for my undergraduate at the University of Wisconsin in Madison, studied genetics there, and then got my PhD in plant molecular biology at the University of Missouri in Columbia, and was hired right out of my PhD program with BASF.
Well, now, what in your background made you decide to go into genetics and molecular biology?
I've always been passionate about science, and while I was at the University of Wisconsin, had the opportunity to do some research, got very interested in agriculture at that point, and decided to pursue my PhD in plant molecular biology, and wanted to get closer to the grower, and that's why I came to work for BASF.
Well, when you said you grew up in the Midwest there, did you, farming background at all?
Actually, I grew up in the suburbs of Indianapolis, but my extended family still farms a small operation in the Boot Hill of Missouri.
So why, you said you then got interested in agriculture. What generated that interest?
You know, I think it's the idea that some broad mega trends, you know, you see a growing population, the need to generate more with less. And I really saw BASF as a solution provider in that arena. So,
well, you know, this is interesting because we get talk to a lot of kids a lot of time about science, and especially girls, and the careers that are out there in an agricultural field that a girl from a suburb may not think of, right?
Absolutely. I had some fantastic opportunities when I was a youngster to actually kind of explore and develop my curiosity in science. I attended space camp, and I went to an all-girls science camp at Purdue University. And those things, those experiences really stuck with me, and I think began the spark of my interest in science at a young age.
Well, now, when you talked about trends, one of the things that we're looking at here is trying to feed a growing population. So how is somebody like you, a biologist, a girl who got interested in science and is now working for a company that is, and you're looking at plant biology and genetics, how is that going to help do something as great as feeding a growing population?
Well, I'm a big believer in the more you know, the better equipped you are to solve big problems. And I think that that's really where science comes into play in helping generate more food production for a growing population. So the better we understand systems like the genetics behind plants, like crop protection products, we'll be able to provide even better solutions as the challenge gets bigger.
So you get involved a lot in the BASF research angle then. So how do you get involved? What kind of the recent research that you've been involved in with BASF?
I've had a great opportunity to be a part of our tech marketing team, which sort of bridges the gap between our research and development group and our marketing team. And we've done a lot of work in understanding how plant health fungicides can impact the plant physiology level of the plant. And specifically, we've seen that our plant health fungicides increase photosynthesis, and that really drives yield at the end of the season because photosynthesis is really the driver for the energy in the plant.
Why is it then so important? Why is that such an important thing for growers to think about?
You know, I think growers are really looking for all the information they can to make sure they're maximizing yields at all levels. And we see plant health and the ability to buffer against environmental stresses and to maximize photosynthesis as one piece of that puzzle, which is much more comprehensive and integrated, thinking about everything from water management to fertility to seed selection.
Well, how do you feel when, you know, you talked about getting closer to the farmer? How do you feel when you're doing your work, knowing that out there the research that you are doing is going to benefit growers?
I have a great opportunity to work with our biology team in the greenhouse and in the field, but also to actually get on to growers' farms as well and work with our field team. We have a fantastic field tech team, and it's wonderful to not only work in the lab a little bit, but also to get out to the field and actually talk to some of these folks that we aim to provide solutions for.
When you were growing up in Indiana, did you ever think you'd be doing this?
To be honest, I didn't, but I did know that I wanted to help people and to use science as a way to do that. So in many ways, that's exactly what I ended up doing.
That's really interesting, and I like that because you're really a role model for girls who want to get involved in science and also help people and help feed the world. What you're doing is helping to feed the world. Thank you very much, Dr. Jennifer Holland, our personality profile for BASF on AgWired. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.